This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى. رياض وزازي welcome you to Tafsir Bites or Bits. This is episode number 4. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. مرحبا مرحبا. أهلا 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 وسهلا. السلام ورحمة الله. أهلا معكم. السلام أهلا وأهلا خديجة وشازية ورياض النجوى شيرين رزملاي رزملاي. السلام عليكم all of you. My heart and Amina and Junaid and Walaikum Assalam, Kso, Akso, whoever your name is, and Layla and Munazza, Assalamu Alaikum all. My man Hafid Mughal, Walaikum Assalam, and Nadia Nadim from Vancouver, Walaikum Assalam. How are the kids, Sister Nadia Nadim? How are the kids? Are they okay? How's your husband doing? Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So today is session number 4. The Tafsir Bits or Bites, right? Today is episode number 4, and today it will be about Surah Al-Fatiha, all right? Okay, so shall I start? I'll give it another maybe few seconds just for more people to join so that we can don't have to start repeating myself. These things now, alhamdulillah, are recorded. They are recorded on Facebook. I have Facebook right here, and then Instagram up. So these things will be recorded in case people misses them, inshallah. They can always come back and watch them. So sisters and brothers, a quick review of what we talked about so far. We talked about, you know, first of all, it was just an intro of Quran and the virtues of the Quran and why we need to connect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we talked about, you know, surah in Arabic, you know, the meaning of surah, you know, what it is derived from, you know, the surah, which is chapter in English. Why do we call it surah? And we also talked about the 4 different types of surahs in the Quran. If you remember, 4 different types of surahs in the Quran, or 4 different types of chapters, as-sab' al-tawal, the 7 long ones, and we, you know, we defined those 7 long ones, and then we talked about the mi'in, those who are 100 verses more or less. They're called al-mi'in, comes from mi'a in Arabic, which is 100. And then we talked about al-mathani, that's the 3rd category, al-mathani. Al-mathani, which are those that are below 100 verses or ayah. And then al-mufassal. Al-mufassal, those are the short surahs. They're called al-mufassal. So these are the 4 categories of surahs in the Quran. We talked also, inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the virtues of each surah and the position of each surah in the Quran, right? And that sequence, tartib, nuzul, you know, not only talking about the asbab nuzul, which are the reasons behind which a surah or ayah was revealed, but also the tartib, the sequence of each surah. Is it, you know, because Al-Baqarah just comes after Al-Fatiha? Is there any reason why, right? An-Nisa, right? Al-Imran, right after Al-Baqarah. An-Nisa, right after Al-Imran, and so on and so forth. Why? Is there any reason, right? So we'll talk about that as well. And then we talked about al-matali' or al-masur. If you remember, we talked about these 10 different intros or introductions on how Allah Azza wa Jalla starts, you know, an ayah or the surah in the Quran. Only 10 different ways of starting, you know, the surahs. You will not find anything else other than 10. And we explained all of them. You know, one of them is that Allah Azza wa Jalla in some surahs, he starts with his tahmid. Or tasbih in some surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with huruf al-tahajji, right? Huruf al-tahajji are those huruf, the letters like alif lam mim, alif lam ra, sad, kaf ha ya ayn sad. So are what we call in Arabic huruf al-tahajji. And then you have some surahs that start with an-nida. An-nida means the call, you know, as Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, would say ya ayyuhan nabi. Or you prophet, you know. So yeah, there are certain ayat like, in fact, there are 5 surahs that start with آيات النداء, you know, the call, you know, like الأحزاب, الطلاق, تحريم, المزمل, المدثر. So these are the آيات that start with النداء. And then we talked also about the الجمل الخبرية, which is another introduction that Allah Azza wa Jalla uses to start the ayat. In statement sentences, a statement sentences like يسألونك, they ask you about الأنفال. You know, قد أفلح المؤمنون, سورة المؤمنون. Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving some information about, you know, المؤمنون. قد أفلح, successful are indeed believers. How? And then Allah Azza wa Jalla gives description about their success. You know, those who are, you know, devoted in the salah. So these are some statements that Allah Azza wa Jalla is making, like statement sentences. And then another way of starting the Quran, Allah uses al-qasam. Al-qasam, like, you know, when he swears by something, like when he swears by the angels, or he swears by time, or he swears by, you know, the night or the duha, or, you know, and so on and so forth. So that's another way of starting the some of the ayat, some of the surah. Ash-shart, condition. Allah Azza wa Jalla also starts some of the surah with shart, with condition, like Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Munafiqun, Surah Al-Takwir, Inqaq. Idha shamsu, idha is a condition. If something was to happen, this was to happen. Idha waqa'at waqi'ah, when the waqi'ah will happen. You know, so this is another way. Or another way that Allah Azza wa Jalla starts the Quran with, or another intro, it's called Amr. Al-Amr means the order. Qul. Say, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. This is in Surah Al-Jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with al-amr. Or اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Right? اقرأ, read. So this is an order. The eight way of starting some of the ayat is interrogation, you know, al-istifham. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. As Allah Azza wa Jalla is about to interrogate, you know, nice, but as if the Prophet Muhammad was being interrogated, so he's using that form to start the Quran with. Amma yatasaalun, they ask you. Yatasaalun. And then two more ways of starting the Quran or the surahs. You have a du'a, like a curse here, like wailul lil mutaffifin, you know, a du'a, or wailul li kulli humaza. لُمَزَ تَبَّتْ يَدَى أَبِي لَهَبٍ. First is Abu Lahab. So Allah Azza wa Jalla starts these three words in the Quran with a dua. You know, dua is not like making dua for a person, but, you know, cursing a person. And the last one is an explanation of reasoning, right? Explanation or reasoning. That's the last tenth introduction of how Allah Azza wa Jalla starts the Quran. And that is only actually, it's called Al-Ta'lil in Arabic. Al-Ta'lil. And that only one surah that starts with Al-Ta'lil is Surah Li'ilafi Quraysh. Surah Quraysh, Li'ilafi Quraysh. All right. So this is in general, you know, how if you were to read the Quran, you will find these intros. There are only 10. You will not find 11 or 12 or 13. There's only 10 ways that Allah Azza wa Jalla starts the Quran with. So and then we will be talking about the mawdu' of the surah. You know, the surah, what does it talk about? The content of the surah also. You know, it's part of this series, inshallah ta'ala, that we'll be talking about as well. Let's start with Al-Fatiha. So all this was intro. Four lectures or three lectures, all about intro. Now we're starting officially the tafsir bites. Brothers and sisters, you ready? هنا نجم نديا نديم بعد حفيظ منى. Ready guys? سنة, are you guys ready? زاهدة, you ready? أزيا, should we start inshallah talking about صلاة الفاتحة today, right? الفاتحة. Okay, لولو لولو يا لولو لولو يا لولو. Yeah, this is like an old song in Morocco. Okay, Khadija Sheikh, ready? All ready, Junaid? Okay, Bismillah, let's do this. Yalla, Bismillah. Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, number one. It's number in the Quran is number one. I'm going to give you that as well. Please bring in a pen and paper, right? So that you can start taking notes. Pen and paper so that you can start taking notes, right? Surah Al-Fatiha, it raqam as-surah, the number of the surah is number one. You will find that's the very first surah that Azrael, you know, that we have in the Quran. The number of ayat, the number of verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, seven. Seven. Juz, how many juz do we have in the Quran? We have 30 juz. So Surah Al-Fatiha is in juz number one. So 171, right? 171. Number one, seven ayat, juz number one. This is Surah Al-Fatiha, intro. What do we call Surah Al-Fatiha? It has several names. One of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha is Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. Al-Kitab here means the Quran, or being the Quran. The mother of the book. فَهِيَ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ لِأَنَّهَا أَصْلُ الْكِتَابِ The origin, the foundation of the book. The foundation of the Quran. In fact, the foundation of the Salah. مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ بِأُمُّ الْكِتَابِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهِ The Prophet said that. مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ Whosoever does not pray with the mother of the book, his Salah is not accepted. يعني you can just go and say Allahu Akbar, and then you recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ Right? And then you make sujood. And then you come back again, the second raka'ah, you recite Al-Baqarah. Or you recite Al-Imran. But you did not recite Al-Fatiha, your salah would not be valid. Your salah would not be valid. So this is why they call it Ummul Kitab. Right? They call it the mother of the book. They also call it one of the names of the of Surah Al-Fatiha, Al-Sab' Al-Mathani. السبع المثاني, the seven oft repeated ones. The seven oft repeated ones because you repeat it in every rak'ah that you pray. Every rak'ah, you have to recite al-Fatiha. You don't have to recite al-Baqarah. You don't have to recite قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. But al-Fatiha, you've got to repeat, you know, in every rak'ah. That's why it's called the seven oft ones. The seven ayat, the seven oft repeated ones. The seven oft repeated ones. السبع المثاني. السبع المثاني, right? It's another name of Al-Fatiha. It's also called As-Salah. SubhanAllah, a lot of people maybe don't know that Al-Fatiha is also As-Salah. Really? Yes, As-Salah, because as I mentioned, As-Salah is not valid unless you recite Al-Fatiha. Your Salah will not be valid unless and until you recite Al-Fatiha. So you call it Ummul Kitab. They call it As-Sab' Al-Mathani. They call it As-Salah, right? These are some names of Surah Al-Fatiha. What are some of the virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha? There's so many virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha. Fatiha, also in Arabic, it's derived from Fatah, an opening. Fataha yaftahu, Fathan, right? It's also derived from this masdar, from this root word of Fataha. Fataha in Arabic means to open. So Al-Fatiha, it is the opening of the book, right? When you open the Quran, the very first surah, the opening of the book is Al-Fatiha, right? So that's why it's called Al-Fatiha as well, right? So what are some of the virtues? There's so many virtues. I'll maybe share with you, you know, a couple. In the Sahih, narrated by Abi Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla, he said, كُنْتُ أُصَلِّي, I was praying, فَدَعَانِ النَّبِيُّ فَلَمْ أُجِبْ Look, listen to this. He says, I was praying, then the Prophet called me, يَا أَبَا سَعِيدٍ And I did not answer back. The Prophet is calling. But I didn't answer back because I was praying. And then, the man, when he finished the salah, he went to the Prophet, he says, Allah, I was praying. He says, yeah, but didn't you hear? أَلَمْ يَقُلُ اللَّهِ إِسْتَجِبُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحِيكُمْ بِهِ Didn't you hear in the Quran that Allah says, when Allah and the Prophet call you, you should answer? You should answer? And then the man just looked, yeah. I thought I was in my salah, but the Prophet is calling you. If the Prophet is calling you, you drop everything. أَلَمْ إِسْتَجِبُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ Call upon them. ثُمَّ قَالَ Then the Prophet told me, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكَ أَعْظَمْ صُورَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ قبل أن تخرج من المسجد. He said, shall I teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you leave the masjid? Oh, Abu Sa'id, shall I teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you leave the masjid? And then when they were going out, the man went to the Prophet ﷺ and they said, Ya Rasulullah, you told me you're going to teach me or tell me about the greatest surah in the Quran. then the Prophet says the greatest surah in the Quran is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hiya al-sab' al-mathani wa al-Quran al-azim. He says, Alhamdu. The one that starts with Alhamdu, you know, it's the Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hiya al-sab' al-mathani. It is the seven oft-repeated ones. Wa al-Quran al-azim. It is the Quran al-azim. The great Quran. It's al-Fatiha. Alladhi utiitu. Also from the virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha, brothers and sisters, this amazing hadith which is in Bukhari when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have divided the Quran between me and my servants into two sections or two segments. Allah azza wa jal says in the hadith Qudusi, I have divided the salah between me and my servant into two segments. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلْ. And for my servant, whatever he asks for. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, when my servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you see, it's like a conversation between Allah and the Lord. So when you say in the Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Asna Alayya Abdi, my Abd has praised me. My Abd has glorified me. My Abd has lauded me. Lauded me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Abdi has glorified me. See, you say something, this is what should bring khushu' in your salah as well. When you recite, it's not like Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmid Din, Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina As-Sirata Al-Mustaqima, Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayri Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Wala Ad-Dallin. Have you seen this guy? They call him Ferrari, Sheikh Ferrari. Ferrari, it's on YouTube, man. You know, Ferrari. The way they pray, it's like a Ferrari. You know, like, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, man, I was just watching and I got a headache. I feel dizzy just watching this guy, man, praying. How can you, يعني, Quran is to ponder on. To ponder still, it's not just like, is somebody trying to catch you? Is it they are running after you? Are they going to close down the masjid? They're closing down the masjid, or what's going on, man? Right? The Quran will witness against you on the day of judgment. So when you read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there's a conversation happening there between Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Azza wa Jal says, my servant has lauded me. And then when Malik Yawmid Din, Allah says, my Abd has glorified me. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Then Allah says, this is between me and my servant. And my servant shall have whatever he asks for. Because you're saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You only we worship and you only we seek refuge on. And then you say, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Make sure, a lot of people, they make this mistake. They make this mistake in their recitation. They say, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولا الضالين. Wrong. ولا الضالين. You have to make the shadda, the emphasis on lean. Very, very important that you make that shadda, that focus, that emphasis. ولا الضالين. That's how you should recite the Quran. And then when you say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. This is for my servant and for my servant, whatever he asks for. So this is, again, look, as the virtue of reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, the virtue of surah, of this surah, you know, this conversation happening between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my brothers and sisters, another amazing virtue of this Surah Al-Fatiha, this Sahih Hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, when the Prophet Muhammad says, as Jibril was standing with Prophet Muhammad, he was sitting with him, teaching him the Quran, the Prophet heard a sound above him. The Prophet heard a sound above him. So Jibril is sitting with the Prophet, teaching him the Quran, and then the Prophet heard a sound. And this sound was coming from the heavens above him. فَرَفْعَ رَأْسَهُ Then the Prophet lifted up his head. He raised his head, just like this, right? And then فَقَالَ He said, Jibril, he said, هَذَا بَابٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Look what he says. He says, هَذَا بَابٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ This is a gate from the heavens. فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ لَمْ يُفْتَحْ قَدْ It was opened today. It has never been opened before. This gate has opened today. It has never been opened before. إِلَّيْهُمْ فَنَزَلَ مِنْهُ مَلَكٌ An angel has come down from that gate. فَقَالَ هَذَا مَلَكٌ نَزَلَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ لَمْ يَنْزِلْ قَدْ This angel has come down. This angel has never come down to earth. This gate has opened today. It has never opened before. And this angel came down. This angel has never come down before. This is the first time. فَسَلَّمَ وَقَالَ And then this angel says, Salam. فَقَالَ أَبْشِرْ He told Prophet Muhammad, أَبْشِرْ Glad tidings. بِنُورَيْنِ With the two lights. You've been blessed with them. You know, rejoice. He's telling the Prophet, rejoice. You know, with these two lights that you no prophet has gotten before you. No prophet has gotten before you, O Prophet Muhammad. Rejoice with what are the two lights? Al-Fatiha wa khawatim Surah Al-Baqarah. Al-Fatiha and the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. Aman al-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. Allahu Akbar. So the angel has never come down. He came once. And this gate has never opened. It opened, you know, once. What came out from it? This angel carrying these two nurs, and he's telling Prophet Muhammad, rejoice with these two nurs, these two lights. They have, you know, no prophet has been given them before you. Surah Al-Fatiha and the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. This is one of the virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha, my brothers and sisters. Where is the position of the surah? The position of the surah is the very first, you know, surah in the Quran, in the Mus'haf. Because it is like the intro of the Quran. It's like muqaddimah, right? It's like the intro of the Quran. So this the surah, again, the mawqi', the surah is in the very beginning of the Mus'haf, of the Quran. The tertib nuzul al-surah, or the asbab, why the surah was revealed, if you check all the sound ahadith, you won't find anything authentic as to why Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed. Asbab, the sabab nuzul, there is nothing mentioned with regard to why Surah Al-Fatiha was mentioned. And Al-Matla, the intro. Okay, now this is a question. This is a question. Here's my question to my students, mashallah, you're all my students now. All right, because this series are, it's like a private series, because this is only for people who are into knowledge, right? They want to learn, people who are into ilm, right? So my question now, matla as-surah, the intro of the surah. I mentioned 10 introductions, right? Surah al-Fatiha, what category of introductions would it be? Surah al-Fatiha, what category of introductions would be? I mentioned 10. So now this is my question to you. Surah Al-Fatiha, in what category it would be applicable to it? MashaAllah. Shazia, she said, Al-Thana', Tasbih, Alhamd. All of you are amazing. I'm so proud of all of you. I'm proud of all of you. It is al-thana'. It is al-thana'. Actually, it is al-thana'. It is al-thana' and alhamd, because thana', you know, comprises the gratefulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, not all 10. No, not all. Al-10, you don't see, there's no nida', there is no the call in it. Ya ayyuha. Al-Fatiha, it doesn't have ya. It is not, so it is not all. It is al-thana', the praise, because within the praise comes alhamd, you know, the praising of Allah Azza wa Jal and the glorifying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So the last sisters and brothers, What is the content of Surah Al-Fatiha? The content of Surah Al-Fatiha. Content are three. The topic of Surah Al-Fatiha are three. The content of it is three. And, you know, and about three things. What are those three? What as those three? What as those three? I think you feel it, you smell it, you sense it. I think you feel it, you smell it, you sense it. If you didn't sense it, if you didn't smell it, if you didn't feel it, you don't sense me. You don't feel me. Cliffhanger Shazia. Khadilifi Cliffy. Layla, she sensed me too. Exactly. So that will be for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk, you know, there's three, I said about three content. It has, you know, three topics. It covers three topics. What are those three topics? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about them, and then we move to Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, after we finish that, we move to Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu feekum. If you have any questions, I can maybe try to answer them, inshallah ta'ala. Let me get the brothers from Facebook to, because Facebook, we record them and we stay on YouTube, right? This series is saved on Facebook, and the brother, Allah khair, brother Naeem, my guy, my beloved brother, you know, uploads them to onto YouTube. So I would say Zakallah khair, barakallahu fikum, Facebook, and I will see you tonight at 6 o'clock. I see you tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern time, for the end of time series, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, or 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. Facebook, assalamu alaikum.